Paul's desire was that everyone would speak with tongues, but more that they would prophesy. But again, if you can interpret, well, then tongues becomes more useful, because the interpretation could be by prophecy, by word of knowledge, by whatever, by doctrine. You know, he says, if I come to you speaking with tongues, what shall I profit you except I speak to you either by revelation or by knowledge or by prophesying or by doctrine? So an interpretation, I understand. You could say, well, they just need to interpret their Spanish or interpret their English to the non-English speakers. How are you going to pray that you could interpret? Why doesn't he say study? Because that's what you'd have to do. Oh, Lord, I pray that I could suddenly interpret. Wait a second. The idea, let's say I walk into church one day and I start speaking for an unknown tongue to them. Meaning, let's say I'm speaking German. Why would I pray that I could interpret if I already speak English? Or if I don't already speak English, am I going to pray that I can interpret? I wouldn't be interpreting. If I speak German and I go to, if I speak English and I go to Germany, right, and I'm with people who do not speak English, if I pray that I can interpret, what I'd be doing actually is not interpreting. I'd be speaking in tongues. I'd be speaking German, a language which I don't understand. You know what I mean? And I couldn't interpret it. My interpretation would be unintelligible to me in that case. And would edify not me, but those around me. I don't see that scenario anywhere in here. He that speaketh in an unknown tongue edifies people around him, but not himself. How would you pray that you may interpret? How would prayer teach you to speak a foreign language or to interpret? Now, these are spiritual things. Spiritual gifts. Not acquired learning from, you know, universities and schools. Let him study that he may interpret. Why didn't he say that's what he would be appropriate? Pray? Okay. You say, well, you should pray about everything. Okay, yes, I know. But still, like I say, there's a sort of, it's a lot easier. As far as I'm concerned, the mental hoops you have to jump through to go the opposite direction are much higher than just simply taking it according to the way tongues are commonly understood. If tongues are not of God, what they are is a phenomenon that man has created in response to what is written in the Word of God. Meaning that is just the plain way that people read it. You need a scholar who's going to mess around with everything and jack the word around. You need a scholar to get you to the position where it's just foreign languages. Oh, no, no, let me show you what it really means. Here's another, I like this one. If I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prayeth, but my understanding is unfruitful. I used to think of this in terms of, well, it doesn't profit the people around me. True. But still, why is he saying my spirit prays? Why doesn't he say my mind prays? Tongues, certainly, I think there's one thing that is obvious. The tongues spoken of are tongues not understood by the person speaking them. That's why he has to pray to interpret them. That's why they are said that his understanding is unfruitful. And that also that he doesn't speak to men but to God. So all these evidences show that the person speaking the tongues does not understand what he's saying. Except that by the Spirit he would be able to give an interpretation. But that's not a translation. It's an interpretation. Meaning, because a lot of times people have searched like tongues for some sort of syntax, like you would find in some languages. So, you understand? Do you find syntax in bird language? Do you find syntax in computer language? Well, I suppose maybe they could. But in the language of tongues, there doesn't have to be syntax, because it's the Spirit. Doesn't have to follow a human language format at all. What is it then? I will pray with the Spirit, and I will pray with the understanding. Well, wait a second. Now he draws, now look at it. He says, I will pray with the Spirit and with the understanding. Now wait a second. If I'm speaking in just a foreign language, then I am praying with the understanding. If I'm a bilingualist and I speak English, or a trilingualist, I speak English, Spanish, and German, well then, I just pick those because those are the ones I studied. Not that I'm good at any of them except English, and that might be even up for debate. If I have these languages, well then, I understand. If I pray in German, I'm praying with the understanding. Unser Vater in den Himmel, dein Name wird geheiligt. Then Reich komme. You know, I understand what that all means. My understanding is fruitful, because I understand what I'm saying. So, he's drawing a contrast between praying in the Spirit and praying with the understanding. They're different things. I will sing with the Spirit, and I will sing with the understanding also. There is a distinction. Paul is clearly drawing a distinction between singing with the Spirit, which may not include understanding. But, again, tongues mean something. But it doesn't, you don't understand it. In the Spirit, it's a mystery. In the Spirit, there are mysteries being revealed. But there's no understanding given, except an interpretation come. Else, when you should be blessed with the Spirit, you get up there and you say, instead of saying, Lord, we thank you for this bread, you say something in tongues. Uja bababa jabibidi. That's not my tongues. I just use that as sort of like filler, because I'm not going to, I don't like to, I feel like I undignify it by demonstrating unless I mean it. I might give a demonstration by if I meant it, if I had some reason to do it, other than just to show you. I don't like to show off, like as far as that goes, because I take it seriously. Right? But why would I do it? It wouldn't profit you. If you want to be profited with tongues, then pray that you would receive the Holy Ghost. And you will speak with tongues as the Spirit gives utterance. Don't seek to speak with tongues necessarily, but rather seek the Spirit. Though you may get a gift of tongues. Seek spiritual gifts. Maybe your gift is tongues. And the interpretation thereof. But when you bless with the Spirit, you get up and you say a blessing in the Holy Ghost by speaking in tongues. How will he that occupies the room of the unlearned, which means a private, unlearned is idiotas. Some idiot. How shall he that occupieth the room or the space of the idiots? It means people who don't understand. Like, let's say you have a place in your church where new people come.